Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah, it's Friday. Woo! It's Friday. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the day that was given for men to dance with other men. Only today. Right now. Any other time, any other day, is suspect. Now, Anthony Brown is on vacation.
Yay!
And in for the vacation in J. Anthony Brown is Avion Crockett. Yeah. Avion.
What's happening?
What's happening?
I can't dance with you with that camera on Periscope. I can't do that.
I shut it off, man. So look.
Yes.
We can go ahead and be secure in our manhoods and we can get this dance in time. Let's just do it, man. Foot loose. Come on.
Because this is the day.
Tis the day.
With men. Men that run things.
It's
men that wish they were running things.
Did he sing It's Raining
All
Men?
All men.
Yes, I sang that.
Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance. No touching. No touching. No touching.
There's a lot of rules here, A.P.
That's homo.
Don't grab my posterior. I feel a hand on my derriere.
That was me.
Okay, Sybil. I appreciate the grab. Yo.
The man with all these characters in his head. Is there a man I can dance with? Like Jay-Z or...
I'm about to bring him... I'm going to bring him back later on, man. Yeah, because I don't really be dancing with men. I be dancing with my wife. Y'all know it's the baddest chick in the game, Beyonce.
Okay,
every time
Jay.
She dance, if I dance with a man, she's going to be like, I got a divorce.
Well, what about Russell Simmons? Will he dance with other men?
I only do yoga with men. In the same class, you know? It's very smart. I got to teach the young men, you know what I'm saying? I got to teach them. You got to put your health first.
All right.
So you can be like 90 years old and be flexible.
Well, what about Mike Tyson? Will Mike Tyson dance with other men?
That's the same voice as Russell Simmons. I can't do that one.
It's ludicrous. I can't do that one.
I messed it.
Come on, Tom. We got to pace ourselves. I can't do all the characters in the first minute. Come on, man. We got 4 hours.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm sitting over here eating chicken. You trying to get me to do voices. That's all they had for me in the studio was some chicken. They was like, you know what? We got a brother coming up. Young brother named Avion Crockett. He likes them, but he's black on the inside. Like, he's real black. Let's have some chicken for him.
And watermelon on the side? Anything?
No. We don't go that far. That's barefoot in the dirt. That's a whole nother level.
Wow.
But just good old-fashioned chicken? Yeah, we're going to do some chicken.
Yeah. Hey, Fionn. How you doing, man? How you doing?
Look here, man. I'm turned up. I'm good. I'm great. Life is
what
well.
What you working on
I'm
now?
Way up, I feel blessed.
You got so much going on. What you got going on right now?
Look here, man. I got some chicken going on at this moment, at this very moment.
Besides your personal production of eating some chicken, what
else you got going on?
Outside of the chicken, you can
what
see
you got
me
on the
eating,
side?
You can see me eating chicken live on stage July 9th through the 11th. I'll be at the Comedy Zone in Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville, buy your tickets right now.
Oh, yeah.
My boy Justin Hires. Justin is the young man that just booked the Rush Hour TV show on CBS.
Oh. Okay.
Mm. So, yeah, he's been on the road with me all year. Now he about to blow up and do his own thing. So, yeah, I breed stars in my camp.
Any movies?
Movies, Pixels with Adam Sandler. You will
really?
See me in that situation with the video games coming to attack the Earth.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, so I'm trying to cross over and get some of that other money. You know what I mean?
Some sci-fi. Okay.
All and what you got on the web right now?
On the web, you can catch me on Instagram. That's where I get wild at. I just tuned into Periscope for the first time on the Time Joiner broadcast. You see me on Snapchat. So, yeah, I'm always doing some crazy, like, short skits on Instagram. So, at Avion Crockett, AFFIONCROCKETT.
What are your latest, what's some of your latest skits that you have on Instagram?
I don't have any, like, I haven't done any parody videos, but, I mean, like, I do just random stuff on Instagram, like, when you riding in your car mm-hmm. and you just start screaming when your favorite song comes on out of nowhere, you just scream for no reason? Like, have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, when the whispers and the beat goes on, comes on, you're like, yeah. Oh! 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 Yeah, that's my joint! And no one's in the car. It's just you.
It's just you.
You, like, you screaming like the whispers are riding in the back seat with you, but it's not. Scotty and Walter are nowhere around. Their mustaches are not in the car.
Okay.
All right, let's what's see what's going on this morning. Sip, Big Chief feeling pretty good.
It was a good day yesterday.
Yeah, chest bumping all over the White House yesterday.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court has saved Obamacare.
And as one very angry Supreme Court justice member, that would be Antonin Scalia, calls it now, SCOTUS care.
SCOTUS care?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Because this is the second time the Supreme Court has come and in support of Obamacare. And so the very, very conservative, very mean Antonin Scalia voiced his displeasure with this ruling. It was a 6-3 ruling, which is pretty impressive. And especially with in light of the Supreme Court justice.
As Supreme Court justice, are you supposed to be opinionated justice. Like this? Like editorialized
you
on
know,
a decision?
No.
You're not supposed to do that, are you?
No. You give your opinions in the
court, you're not supposed
itself.
To politicize?
No. But he did. And there's some anger there, obviously.
Wow.
What did he call it?
SCOTUS care.
I'm going to go ahead and call it SCROTUS care.
Exactly.
You know what?
And that's what everybody was thinking last night, Amy, when we heard the story. It's like, did he say SCROTUS care?
He got some huge cojones opening his mouth.
Yeah.
SCROTUS care.
But it is good. And as the president said, you know, this is now a decisive opinion by the Supreme Court for the second time and helping people, some, you know, millions of people who are on their exchanges, on the healthcare exchanges, and keeping their health care.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And he goes to Charleston today to eulogize.
Clementa Pinckney, the pastor of the church in Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How's your boy Diddy doing at UCLA with his undersized son, Justin, on the football team?
Oh, what is undersized?
Well, he is. He's a little dude.
Oh, that is funny. The latest story is that the coach there, they said that Diddy's son humiliated by the coach over the courtside all-star seats, in that the coach who fought Diddy this week apparently shamed Diddy's son by using paparazzi pics to drive home a point that he thinks Justin Combs is a spoiled rich kid. And so they say the incident went down in February, in which the coach, the Salalosi, and several players in the gym for a training session, which Justin missed because he was at the All-Star game. So he used to fix.
Avion, your daddy comes to the team like you and Pop Warner. Don't you treat my baby like this.
Hey, man.
Can you imagine, Avion?
I can't imagine, because my parents still treat me like I'm four. So. I can see. Look, let's say my parents rolled up in the studio right now, and y'all were talking to me some kind of way. My dad, we better look here, Tom. I'm going to need you to stop talking to my baby boy like that. Or go upside your light-skinned head. I'm trying to tell you, don't talk to him like that. He know how to host a radio show. Going to keep turning his mic down. What's wrong with you?
Can you imagine your daddy coming?
I can imagine it.
Because your daddy would, huh?
Turn his mic down one more time, Tom. Turn the mic down one more time. See what happened. See what happened to you.
Avion Crockett is in for the vacation and Jay Anthony Brown. Jay will be back on Monday.
Uncle Jay.
It's a rough room here. It's a rough room, Avion. It's a rough room.